Hi, and welcome to the latest update on Diagonal Walking, aptly titled The Eve of Leave, but more on that later. So, there are three areas of the project I just want to update you on in this podcast. First, getting the website live. Second, progress on the whole walk with me side of things. And finally, yes, there's enough mucking about at computer screens. It's time to get walking. Yes, dates and a route have actually been set to start putting one foot in front of the other. So I'll start with the website bit. And as there are a few things more exciting than hearing about somebody talk about websites, I'll keep it brief. The truth is, the last 5% of getting the website right seems to take about 25% of the time. There are loads of tweaks and fiddles and trying to remember how the hell I did something last time, but I can't get it to do it now. Two things were holding up the launch. And if you've ever been there, it was a bit like that moment when you've sold a house but just can't get all the legal odds and sods tied up. Two main things were my equivalent of a bad survey and an obscure right-of-way, the map and the RSS feed. It had always been my intention to have a map showing my progress along the route on the website, and in my naivety, I just thought this would be some kind of GPS tracker or something like that. No such luck. In fact, the website designer came up with something much better, but also more complicated. This allows me to upload photos taken along the way, and when I've entered the coordinates of where the picture was taken, these pop up on the map. Wow, that's amazing. There's also the facility to say something about the picture. So that's just great. I won't bore you with how it's actually done, other than to say that each map point is effectively a mini block, with the net effect will be that there's going to be a series, not so much a series of dots showing progress on the map, but more a series of pictures. The more pictures in one place, the bigger the dot. Once I start to input these after the first leg, yes, stay tuned folks, then the diagonal line will start to become obvious on the map. Wowzers! I think it'll look really good. I'm really pleased with it actually, and I think it's probably worth the wait. I hope you think so too. The other holdup was introducing an RSS feed. Now, for those who don't know, this is a sort of alert system so that people can subscribe to the blog. In other words, they don't have to keep on coming back to the website. They get an alert every time there's a new blog. It's on the tab on the menu on the main homepage called RSS. And I wanted to include this because I understand, hey, not everybody's into social media. And this was a good way to get those people and keep them engaged. Anyway, to do this, they need an RSS feeder installed. Anyway, I don't want to bang on about this, but to make it clear, I've added a short blog onto the website to explain things and added a link at each of the end to this at the end of each of the blogs. It's a workaround, but I think it'll work. Now, there is a downside, by the way, to this whole map thing, and that is that blogs which aren't map points also need some coordinates to load because the map software thinks it's there. Anyway, what that does mean is that there's an ever-growing or an ever-increasing map point around High Wycombe, which is Diagonal Walking HQ. I've explained this on the how I'm doing, and it's another workaround. And there's not much else I can do, but it's okay, I think. So, with the website live, I've beta-tested it by emailing it out to probably about 100 of my contacts, and I've received some feedback which I've acted on, and more on that later. But anyway, as I said, I'm going to keep this bit brief. That's enough of the website. Next up, walk with me. Now, as regular listeners and Diagonal Walking fans, if indeed they exist, we'll know there are two sides to this, the virtual and the real. Hey, let's start with the real. I was really surprised by the response from the 100 people I sent details of the website to, at how many put up their hand to walk some of the way with me. I've started a list of these, who they are, where they want to walk, and I'll monitor this as I go. But I want to be careful. I do want to meet a variety of people, meet local people. I don't just want to meet a load of people who I already know. In other words, I just don't want a whole load of white middle-class old gits like me. And there are some encouraging signs here. I am beginning to get volunteers coming forth from the social media accounts. So I'll keep an eye on them as well. So seeing as I've introduced the idea of social media, let's talk about that. My website designer said it would be a good idea to try and get some momentum going on the various accounts before I got walking. And I've been reasonably successful here. Twitter and Instagram seem to be gathering the most followers in their wake. And interestingly, Twitter was much slower to get going. It seemed like a kind of reluctant donkey. You need to give it a kick. But recently, it's come up on the rails. And in the last couple of days, it's been within single figures of actually catching up with Instagram. These both have around 200 followers, and the challenge here is to move from the hundreds into the bit higher hundreds and hopefully into the thousands and hopefully beyond that. But I'm not about what Twitter called vanity metrics. I do want quality followers, and that does actually take quite a lot of work. I've noticed there's a fair bit of volatility in both the accounts, and what I think is going on is other people try to follow you in the hope that you follow back, which I generally do. And then they drop you like a hot potato once they've hooked you, hoping you won't notice. Bad news, I do. So, seeing I see this kind of winnowing as a good opportunity to get as many genuinely interested followers as I can. It's not always easy, but I'm guessing those busty, shall we say, actresses who say they like my posts aren't really that interested in diagonal walking. Unless it's a euphemism for something I'm not aware of, and maybe they just mistook one of the letters. Meanwhile, it's regular posting, loads of hashtags, and some judicious following. I've also been getting people like the gym I use and a walking website I occasionally contribute to called iFootpath to promote the site, and so I can get access to their followers. And that's been quite successful. Finally on this, I've also found that using specific place names on my posts with a hashtag mean that I get quite good retweets from those, and that normally results in an uplift in numbers. So I'm hoping this is going to be a bit like making a snowman, and so I've got the basis there, and the more I roll, the quicker it'll grow. Facebook followers are much smaller in number, and at the moment they're mainly people I already know. I'm hoping this number's going to rise. So, to give it a poke, I decided to take Facebook up on one of the many offers it keeps on bombarding me with to promote the site. I did this using a post which featured a screenshot of the homepage when I launched the site. And you know, it's very clever, and in the light of the recent publicity, also quite scary. You can specify that you want the website, the post to go in front of people in terms of where they live. I mainly went for areas on the diagonal line. Their age group. I mainly went for kind of middle-aged and up as an experiment. I'm not being ageist here. And by specified interest, I clearly went for things like walking, rambling, countryside, that sort of thing. And you know, I set a budget ceiling of £7. Hey, I don't muck about. You have to speculate to accumulate, you know. And bang, off it went. Within about 2 hours, about two of those seven smackers had already been spent. About 250 strangers had seen the post, and about half a dozen had engaged with it, whatever that means. And I think half of them had liked the page. So it wasn't a bad beginning, I thought. Then, it just stopped. Silence. Rien. Bugger all. After a few hours, I got a notice from the Book of Face saying that my promotion wasn't working. No shit, Sherlock. They suggested there was too much text. So, I cut back on the text. I'm a good boy. And I reposted it. And it was acknowledged. So, I sat back and waited for the next splurge of activity. Nothing again. Eventually, I twigged. There was too much text actually in the screenshot. There wasn't much I could do about that, and it might have been useful to have known that at the start. Still, one to chalk up to learning. I let the promotion run its 7-day course, after which I'd spent the grand total of £1.98. So, to give Facebook their due, and I think they need anything positive they can get at the moment, They didn't keep on sending it out to all and sundry and just take my 7 quid off me, which frankly they could probably have done. Lesson learned, I think. And what was interesting was that Facebook clearly expected me to achieve much better engagement, again, whatever that is, and likes than that. So I think I'll try another time with probably a more image-based post. And then just a final update on the other channels. The podcast seemed to be going reasonably well. I've had approaching 100 downloads already, which I'm pleased with. And at last count, the video on the website had around 80 views. So again, not too bad, but hardly stratospheric. I've said it before, but I'll say it again. I'd appreciate some ratings for the podcast if you've got the time when you finish listening to this one. The more ratings I get on iTunes, the more likely that I'm actually going to be get it'll feature and the higher up the rankings I'll go. So if you get the time to do that, thanks. As a sidebar on the podcast, you know, I'm keen to make these not just me whittering into a microphone. I'm keen to get other voices involved. Maybe you want to interview me or we just have a chat together and we can record it. I hope to actually maybe get some of the conversations I have out on the road as well. I'll record those. I'm going to take the recording gear with me when I go. I'm open to ideas. Get in touch if you have any usual place, nick@diagonalwalking.co.uk. So I think to summarise on social media, we're at that kind of crunch point where we want to get some traction. I'm getting a steady rise in the followers, but I want to see it moving really from some kind of second gear up to third and so on. I'm hoping this will become much easier once I'm actually on the road and the project has some life breathed into it. So I guess we're really still in that kind of phony war stage here, one for the kids there. So that's it on social media. A brief word on having real live walking, talking people walk with me. As I've said, I've had a number of volunteers throw their hat into the ring, but I want to find new people to talk to, people who I can quiz a bit on their feelings about where we are as a country and where they think we're going. That is, after all, one of the main raison d'etre of the whole project. One of the bits of feedback I got from the initial launch of the site was to try and make it easier for people to let me know where and when they might be able to walk with me in person. Google Forms were suggested, and I haven't ruled it out, but I can't be that specific. I can't say where I'll be exactly on any particular day. But I probably won't be able to do that for anything more than two to three weeks beforehand. So what I need at this stage is expressions of interest, and I'll log these, and we'll see if we can make it work. So what I've done is added a blog onto the site, and then a link to the homepage where it says in person under the main bit of the introductory text. And in that blog I've explained how to lodge an expression of interest and that I'll get back to people. So hopefully that'll help. It's not ideal, it's another workaround. We'll see how we get on. Finally, dates. You don't need me to tell you that the weather has been pretty diabolical recently. However, the weathermen are now fairly consistently predicting, and I use that word deliberately, I don't really think that they forecast, a good spell for next week, the week commencing the 16th of April. As a consequence, I've dropped everything else and planned the first stage to get going next week. This will start in Formby, follow the coastal path down to Liverpool, skirting Aintree and Anfield, and then Widnes, Runcorn, into Northwich and Middlewich in Cheshire. I've planned for around 10 miles walking a day and allowed a couple of two-nighters in some places because there's more I want to see there. After all, it's as much about the journey as the destination. One of these two-nighters is in Liverpool, where not only will I be dodging the Beetle Museum, but also the crowds, as I've been so lured in by the good weather prediction that I've missed the fact that this weekend is actually Grand National Weekend, which could be interesting as I walk past Aintree. This in turn, this whole process of planning, has unleashed a flurry of activity, including writing and sending out press releases. And as I speak, I've literally had one of the newspapers in one of the areas in Northwich come back to me now. They're going to feature it in the newspaper, so that's a tick. Getting in touch with people who've offered to walk with me in that section, and indeed those who've offered a bed. I've already got one free nighter there, so thanks for that. And also making all the sort of various component parts come together. I've been reaching out to people I could potentially interview, booking trains, places to stay, and on places to stay, I've been using a mix of cheaper hotels and Airbnb. And my main stipulations are clean, on the route, and of course, free Wi-Fi. I'm going to use this first leg as an opportunity to learn what I need to take, what I've forgotten, how much time it takes to get from A to B. It may be a straight line on the map, but it may go up and down, so just getting a feel for that. What's a reasonable distance feel like? And how much time do I need to devote every day to the various social media and all, and keeping those up to date? Should be challenging, but fun. So on that tack, just how am I feeling? Well, I'm feeling really excited and also, to some extent, absolutely amazed to have got to this point so quickly. After all, this was only an idea at the turn of the year, and now, only 14 weeks on, I'm going to be hoisting my rucksack. I've already got a few hundred followers. I've got a route. I'm going to be doing it. So that's fantastic. I'll let you know how I get on in the next podcast. So, meanwhile, thanks for listening. Tell your friends. And keep on walking diagonally.